Rainbow Springs at Donella in Florida is one of the most fascinating places in America. Here, giant springs pour forth 659 million gallons of crystal clear water every 24 hours, forming the beautiful Rainbow River. Beneath the clear waters of the springs lies the famous Lost World underwater, an entirely different world inhabited by more than 40 species of fish and turtles, ranging from record-breaking largemouth bass to giant prehistoric leopard gars, and from ghostly blue shad to great lumbering turtles. The landscape of this underwater world is a hauntingly lovely spectacle of brilliantly colored submarine plants, all tinged with fantastic underwater rainbows. Each year, thousands of visitors view this amazing panorama through the portholes of specially designed submarine boats. The rhythmical chant of the colored boatmen has become almost as famous as the springs themselves. Combining natural rhythm with the calypso style of the tropics, Skipper Lockett presents his description of Rainbow Springs.
How do you do, everyone, and welcome to Rainbow Spring. Rainbow Spring is the beauty created beneath these waters, only made by the hands of God. Now, through the portholes of this sub-type boat, picture after picture gonna unfold before your eyes, and wonder flashes across your mind. Rainbow Spring is a dreamland. It's a wonderland. It's a lost world underwater. Now, white folk, I don't know the language like you do. I've never been taught to a rate. But Rainbow Spring, one of the prettiest spots you find the whole 48 states. I've traveled all over the east. I've traveled all over the west. I've seen many beautiful countries, but I like Rainbow Spring the best. From Hawaii to Okinawa, I've seen many beautiful things. I've never found nothing nowhere yet to compare with the Rainbow Spring. Now look through your left side porthole. It looked like mountain, looked like valley, looked like green pasture, and the fish looked like birds winging in the air. Turtle looked like cattle roving in a forest. Top surface of the water looked just like the blue sky. Growing of the vegetation looked like the growing of the tree. Sandbar looked like a hillside after a snowstorm, and Rainbow Spring looks entirely like a world of its own. Now look through your right side porthole. Watch the brim. Watch the shiner. Watch that big mouth calico bass. Talk to come up and meet your boat. Stand before the portholes and gaze in. They know how to drill just like soldiers. Pose for camera shot just like men. Now, folks, there's more fish in the Rainbow River than I could give you by name. But here's some of the fish you'll see in Rainbow Spring. We got largemouth bass, got a big mouth black bass, got calico bass, got smallmouth bass, got bluegill, got shellcracker, got sandsucker, got shiner. We got a leopard gar, got a mudfish. We got jackfish, pipefish, needlefish. Got sun perch, got a red tail perch, got a warm-eyed perch, we got speckled perch, got blue shad, got silver shad, got German carp, got a copperhead brim, got a mud cat, channel cat, speckled cat, red breast, red eye, got black gar, got an alligator gar, got a roach, got golden carp, then big John L. Lewis, the big 20-pound bass. Now, John L. Lewis is the fish that money can't buy. The men can't land him and the women don't try. Anytime you meet your friend and they ask you who wrote this poem, just tell them you don't know the writer, but you know who's putting it on. Now, when you return back to your home, one thing we'll ask you to do. When you start to tell it to your friend, tell it just like I told it to you.
Probably no group of people in American history have been more colorful than the true Southern Negro. His carefree way of life and his soft, slow drawl, combined with his love of music and rhyme, have created for him a special place in American folklore. Here at Rainbow Springs, we have endeavored to preserve this colorful life by combining it with the natural scenic beauty which surrounds the springs and with the amazing underwater creations of the maker. Noticeably absent are the ballyhoo and commercial atmosphere, which today marks many of America's outstanding attractions. In place of these, Rainbow Springs offers a quiet, restful atmosphere, timed to the carefree pace of the true Southland. One of the most colorful of our Negro boatmen is Dave Edwards, captain of the glass-bottom cruiser Rainbow Queen. Dave entertains visitors on a 5-mile cruise down romantic Rainbow River. As the boat passes impenetrable jungle along the banks and fascinating springs beneath the glass, unforgettable underwater scenes such as raging Cyclone Canyon, mysterious Smoky Mountains, tropical snowbanks, lovely Rose Garden, and many others, Dave describes the entire trip in delightful rhyme. Listen now to some of his colorful spiel.
Good afternoon, folks. Welcome aboard Rainbow Queen. Rainbow Spring entirely different from anything else in the world. That's why we have so many peoples come here from far and near. They're coming from the country, they're coming from town, got folk coming from miles around. They're coming by land, they're coming by air. We have folk coming more from everywhere, just to see the beautiful sight we have down here. A lot of folks ask me all the water coming from. We tell them this water comes up and we don't know where. But I know when she jumps up, she'll be clear as air. Up she jumps and down she rolls. Where the water's stopping at, nobody knows. Just keep your seat, look down through the glass, and enjoy the beauty just as you pass. The most amazing sight you ever seen, the day you board the Rainbow Queen. The day you rode off down the stream, it came before it like a dream. But folks, it's not a dream. You're looking at it in natural light. Now, those school of fish you see there, some is blue and some is silver. Now, those fish don't belong to the Rainbow River. They tell me many years ago, they lost their home in the Gulf of Mexico. Now, those boys don't have no home and no place to roam, and it's too bad and too sad for old Blue Shad. Now, folks, all the varieties of vegetation you had a chance to see on this trip, we couldn't exactly give everyone by name, but we're going to try to hand you down a few, and you tell them your old friend just like I tell them you. Well, now, you tell them you had a chance to see that fox tail farm, that rose farm, got sawgrass, got joint grass, got carpet grass, got spine grass, got sagittaria, got water law, got watercress, got water shamrock, got double sander, got singing sander, got the male maid's hair. Now, all this ride of vegetation, folks, you had a chance to see down here. Now, folks, when you step in this boat, we don't want you to think that's all. Just want you to just take a little short walk, go down and see that lovely waterfall. Well, when you come in that fall, the water will be leaping some so high, it'd make you think you're rolling, jumping out the natural sky. Anytime you step in this boat and want to be filled with the thrill, just walk to the Rainbow Lodge. It sits on top of the hill. Up there, they're serving golden fried chicken and candy yam and special live Virginia big ham. If you make up your mind and take time and dine, I'm a lodge recommended by the Duncan Hine. Now, listen good to me, folks. The next thing I'm going to say, our food is also recommended by the famous Triple A. I told you once and told you twice, you're welcome, Rainbow Spring, folks, the rest of your natural life.
I'm Skipper Lockett, speaking from the studio of the Rainbow Spring. Now, good morning, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to Rainbow Spring. Rainbow Spring is one of Florida's most beautiful and scenic attractions. Rainbow Spring is a beauty created beneath these waters, made only by the hands of God. Now, through the porthole to this sub-type boat, picture after picture of underwater mystery right now begin to unfold before your eyes. Wonders gonna flash across your mind. So Rainbow is a dreamland. Rainbow Spring is a wonderland. Rainbow Springs is just a lost world underwater. Rainbow Springs is known to be a giant that upsurges from the depth of the earth. Rainbow Springs flows 659 million gallons of clear crystal water every 24 hours. That's enough water coming up right here to take care of most any large city. It'll take care of Los Angeles, California. Enough for Detroit, Michigan. It's enough for Chicago, Illinois. It's enough for Miami, Florida. That's enough to take care any large city except New York City. Now, folks, in all your traveling, I know you've seen a many beautiful things, but the moment you step off of this boat, you'll tell anybody you meet that you never seen nothing your whole life that will compare with the Rainbow Spring. That's just why so many moves are being made here. That's why so many folk keep coming from far and near. They're coming here by land. They're coming by air. We've got people coming here from everywhere just to see the beautiful sight that we're showing down here. Now you take that Moon Over Miami movie picture. That's the one that Betty Grable, Clark Gable, and Sherbin played in the year 41. That picture's made here. The Sarge Adventure's made here. The Danger Adventure's made here too. That Paramount News was made here. Also the University of Miami was made here. That 16 Fathoms Deep was made here. That's the picture Todd played in right here 20 years ago. Walt Disney's True Life Adventure completed here, too. Sandy Wright, World Scout, Treasure and Lakers made here, too. 8 or 10 weeks ago, we made another big picture here. They called The Man of Death. But we are going out to look at it with a natural eye. And I'll explain it as we go along. So you can tell it to your friend, just like I tell it to you. You take that tall, slender vegetation with the long leaves on it. They call that water log, that green kind on the bottom. Now, they call that carpet grass. That large fish with a black stripe down his side, that's a big mouth calico bass. There are many other variety fish, I'll name them to you later. But that's not the question. Everybody wants to know just why do they call this Rainbow. I guess you're wondering just why they call it Rainbow too. So look down, straight down in the bottom of the river. Every blade of grass, every rock, all tinged with tiny rainbow. That's just how Rainbow Spring got a name. All right, now you look out to the left-hand side of your boat, just as far as your eyes can see. It looked like mountain. It looked like valleys. It looked like green pastures. The fish, they looked like birds winging in the air. Turtle looked like cattle roving down the forest. When you look up to the top surface of the water, it'll make you think about the skies above. The growing of the vegetation looked like the growing of the trees. Sandbar looked like a hillside after a snowstorm, and Rainbow Spring looks entirely like a well of its own. Now you look out to the right there. You'll see a railroad track out there. And everybody begin to wonder now, when have a train ever run through the bottom of the Rainbow River? But that's our boatway. That's where we get our boats in and out the river. When we get ready to take out the old lass and put in new ones. All right, now, folks, we're coming to what we call the Cave of the Wind. You look down on the left-hand side of your boat. Look how it folds to the water, upsurge from the depth of the earth, coming up under the phosphate rock. The vegetation tremble just like they're blown by the wind, so we call that spring the Cave of the Wind. When you look ahead of your boat, the depth of the water makes a change. She dropped from 10 to 26 feet. Just as blue as the sky, but that same water is clear as the air. All right, now, folks, we so certainly hope you got a perfect view. We're going to move on to our next number, and you got just about a 15-minute break. Now we're coming to what we call the tropical snowbanks. You look out to your right, down in the bottom. Look how it folds to the water, upsurge from the depth to the earth. Bring the white sand up and rains it back down like falling snow. So we call that the tropical snowbanks. Look ahead of your boat, and there you'll see that ghostly blue shed. That saltwater fish, the fish that flashed by your boat so fast it looked like a dark cloud fleeing before a storm. All right, now, folks, we're coming to where we find that pre-exotic fish, that leopard gar. Fish got that long, sword mouth, black spots all over his body. The only fish that lived in the age of the dinosaur over 50 million years ago. All right, now, folks, we're coming to the spot now where we call the lost world underwater. You look out to your right, it looked like a lost world. Out to your left, it looked like a mountain. Straight ahead of your boat, it looked like a jungle. All right, now we come into where the fish are taught to come up and meet your boat. Stand before the porthole, the gaze is in. They know how to drill just like soldiers, pose for camera shot just like men. So here's some of the fish I'm gonna give you by name now. We got a big mouth black bear, got calico bear, got small mouth bear, got blue gill, got a sharecracker, got a sand tuck, got china, got a leopard gar, got a mud fish, got a jackfish, pipe fish, nibble fish. Got sun perch, got a red tail perch, got a warm-up perch, we got a pecker perch, got blue shad, got silver shad, got German carp, got a copperhead brim, got a mud cat, channel cat, pickle cat, red breast, red eye, got a black gar, got an alligator gar, got a root, got golden carp, got German carp. Then that big bass, John L. Lewis. John L. Lewis, a fish money can't buy. Men can't land it, and women don't try. So I'm going to say bye now. But call back, see us again. You're welcome at all time at the famous Rainbow Spring.
This is Robert Amos, the skipper of the CNIP. Now, the Rainbow River flows 659 million gallons of water every 24 hours. Now, in the Rainbow River, we have many varieties of fish. Now, here's some of the fish I'm going to give you by name. Out there, you have the brim, your perch, your bluegill. Now, you have the springs on the right-hand side. Now, if you notice to the bottom, watch the springs, how they're boiling. They make you think about some of the white hominy grits you cook back home. Now you have many varieties of vegetation in the Rainbow River. They tell me you have 47 different varieties of vegetation. Now here's some of the vegetation I'm going to give you by name. Out there you have the waterlock, the watercress, the sagittarian, the needlegrass. And we have some beautiful caves. We have the Mermaid Cave, the Bleasy Bluff. I'd like for you to come back and take a ride on the CNIP at the beautiful Rainbow Springs.
I'm Olin. I'm the skipper of the Neptune. Now, folks, in all your travel, I know you've seen many beautiful things, but you can witness and you can say that when you stepped in this boat that you have never seen nothing compared to Rainbow Springs. Now, looking out on the right-hand side of the boat, as far as you can see, and looking across the sandbars, now, those sandbars out there looks like mountains, hills, and valleys. And sometime in riding along, and look out to the left-hand side, look across the beautiful vegetation. Out there looks like you're riding along a roadside, looking out across a deep slope of a mountain, looking down into a valley. And the fish out there looks like birds playing along the air. Now you move along and looking out on the left-hand side of the boat, a little cave they call the Green Gato. This little cave is only about 25 feet in the center. But look how the beautiful rainbows play across the sand in the bottom of the river. Now out there you find a couple of big bass way out across the deep. Now, and moving along, we have the sandy desert. And looking out across this sandy desert, way about 250 yards, you see several bluefish those are shad. Now, this type of fish, they are not natives of the freshwater. They are actually natives of the saltwater. But sometimes they be feeding in and coming out on the tide, and you watch them how to flash along through the surface water. A beautiful background that only can be seen at Rainbow Springs.
This is John Hanna with Skip Up the Nautilus. Now, folks, the Rainbow River is 6 miles long. It flows 659 million gallons of water every 24 hours. Shows a temperature of 74 degrees year-round, having 37 varieties of fish, 8 varieties of turtles, and 36 varieties of vegetation. Now, we have folks coming from far and near just to witness the beautiful colors of the rainbows. Now, looking down on every rock, every crystal, there you can see the sign of the tiny rainbows. Then you can see how Rainbow Spring became by this name as the Rainbow Springs. Now there to the left-hand side, you have the spot called the Banner for Beauty, one of the most beautiful scenes in the Rainbow River. There you also have some of the varieties of fish. Watch the brim, the bluegill, the shellcracker. Are they posing for a camera shot like some of those big lead baseball plays? Still looking to the left-hand side, watch this cave to the left. A spring that springs out 8 million gallons of water every 24 hours. I wish I could tell you all about the Rainbow Springs, but come see. He's always welcome here at the famous Rainbow Springs.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to Rainbow Spring. And this is Dave Edwards, captain of the Rainbow River Queen. As I go on this journey and sit on the seat and look through the glass and see God's beauty as you pass. And that's why we have so many folks come here from far and near. They're traveling by land, they come by air. We have folks come more from everywhere. See the lovely sight we're showing out here. Now looking down east of glass in the bottom, you find the water so clear, it seems like you're looking to the natural air. It's 74 degrees year round, never changes. And 99% drinking water. The source beginning of the Rainbow River starts right here at the dock. It runs 6 miles south into the Withlacoochee River, 28 miles west in the Gulf of Mexico. The blue fish you see out there with the forky tail are called a blue shad. They told me 70 years ago they lost their home in the Gulf of Mexico. Now those boys have no place to call home and nowhere to roam, and it's too bad and too sad for the blue shad. Now we have many numbers of spring to be seen on this journey. Now we couldn't show it to you all in one day because everywhere you look, we find us in the spring. Now we have the Cavalry Mountain, Mermaid's Cave, Moonlight Cave, and many other caves that we don't have time to show to you. But now, folks, on your journey, we know you had a chance to see many lovely things, but nothing compares to the Rainbow Springs. Now, you look down again, the bottom here, this foxtail fern. It's dark brown and fuzzy. What makes it wiggle and wobble on the pressure of the spring. And a lot of folks there, wanted to go fishing there, at least go swimming, how would it look, and how would it feel? And now, folks, you go down there and swim in that place there, sometimes feel like snakes. It makes you jump up and do the coconut twist. Now, we hope folks at each and every one enjoyed your ride. So when you go, please call again. You tell us and send your friends. You may talk about the ocean, may read about the Gulf, but as you're taking this ride to Rainbow Spring, you find it wasn't no bluff. Now, a lot of folks talking about the submarine, and we're going to introduce you to Rainbow Queen. She had one big motor set on the back. When you turn the time around, she balled the jack. Now, I told you once, I done told you twice, you're welcome Rainbow Spring, but you're not your life. So tell your friends and tell others, come again, you're welcome all the time to Rainbow Spring.